What was it you liked best about today?
Command was really good, I thought. That was a big step forward for a second start of spring, I thought. So as long as that sticks and can do that again, I feel pretty good about where we're at.
That long layoff between innings there after the rally, how'd you feel coming first couple of pitches coming out of that?
I don't know what the time was, but it felt like a long time, especially this early in spring when you're still building up innings and pitches and stuff. I could tell that I'd sit down for a little while. So, but you're gonna have that happen during the season too. So.
What are your impressions of Brent Strom so far after having gotten to work with him for a little bit?
I think he's great. It's been, a limited amount of time so far, but so far it has been really good. I like it a lot.
How would you kind of describe his philosophy or his style of coaching?
He's probably the first mixture I've seen of the old school and new school. Everybody claims to be. I haven't ran into anybody that I thought was an actual mixture until now. So.
Which way do those folks, mostly lean, like the past folks, like, I don't know, which side of the divide do most coaches fall on from your experience?
Nowadays, the new school.
So. Okay.
Velocity seemed to be good again today?
Yeah, it was
not good.
Playing good, yeah. I was overall pretty happy. Even the pitch to Crone, he was out front. Ass out and homer just happened to go 585 feet. So that's just how it is in today's game. But it was a good pitch and got the result other than the actual result. So
you got to 62 pitches, I think, today or something like that.
I don't know what it was.
Somewhere around there. So, like, one more start and you're good to go pretty much?
I think we only have one more.
Yeah, so you got one more and then. Yeah. So, but, you feel confident that you're going to be pretty ready for opening day based on where you're at now.
Yeah.
Is that enough time, though, you think? Obviously, you can't control it, but.
I don't know. I'll let you know. I'll let you know here in a month or so.
It was like you were chatting with the home plate umpire.
Just asking clarification on the check-ins, the sticky stuff check, whatever. That was it. Just.
Are you comfortable with that rule? Did what happened to Caleb last year make you uncomfortable at all?
Yes. Oh, yeah. That is. Yeah. That's what I was asking about because, the balls are rubbed up with mud, and you sweat. You rub the ball up. You use the rosin bag. Your hand's gonna get a little bit. It's not gonna feel like it does now, and it could get discolored from the rubbing the balls. But you can feel the difference, I think, if you. Whether you got sticky stuff or not. And that's, that's my biggest fear is something happening when you weren't doing anything, But
did you get any sense today where you were told that
anyway? No, I don't know. I don't know.
It's a check in your hands now, right? Yeah. Not just the gloves. Mm-hmm.
It'd be interesting to do like a blind test to see if they could actually identify who has stuff on their hands and who doesn't.
Yeah, I don't know.
Sorry, I'm writing about a strong thing. That's why I keep asking about him. But are there things, he has this reputation of kind of taking what guys do, suggesting a tweak here or there, and kind of really maximizing the things that do well. Are there any things that he's worked on with you or suggested?
Yeah, we've kind of, we're still getting to know each other. And, he said right when he took this job, he watched, I think he said 30 hours of video trying to, on top of what he already knew about me, trying to, make up for lost time, I guess. And we've had, I like to tinker and he likes to tinker, so we've experimented around a little bit, pretty much every day. It's a good working relationship for sure. I enjoy working with him and talking to him, and he's not the kind of guy that's like, I want you to do this and you got to do it my way or I'm washing my hands and you're on your own. It's not that kind of guy like some people are, but it's great. So far, I love working with them.
Are there any of those tinkerings, anything have staying power yet, do you think?
Yeah, a little bit. I don't know. It's still, everything's in the early stages, and you got to be careful, because you can only do so much, especially this time of year. So, I suspect we'll always be trying to find an edge or a way to do a little better.
Madison, what are you focusing on now until opening day?
Body feeling good, arm strength getting up there, command. Today was I put a little more emphasis. It's easy to say now that I had a good outing, but I was going to put a little more emphasis on getting guys out, because everything feels like it's pretty close. So I tried to pitch like I would in a normal game. Today I usually wait until the last one, but I started, kind of a good bit of that today also. And it worked good. It made, there weren't too many bad pitches that we threw today.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.